And this news update is brought to you by Whitetail Properties Real Estate of Palms. For the best deals of hunting, farming, and timber properties, call Whitetail Properties Real Estate of Palms. Hello, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Mac Kelly with Thumb Broadcasting and another look at your headlines locally, where a collision at the intersection of Nugent Road and Sand Beach Road Tuesday evening resulted in injuries for three individuals with alcohol suspected as a contributing factor. The incident happened around 6 p.m. April 30th when a 75-year-old man rear-ended a car that was standing still at the intersection. Emergency services, including Bad Axe Police, the Bad Axe Fire Department, and the Central Huron Ambulance, responded to the scene. While investigating, Officer Hessling determined that a 2017 Chevy Impala that was driven by a 65-year-old Harbor Beach man was struck from behind by a northbound 2013 Ford Edge, and that was driven by the 75-year-old man from Bad Axe. The driver of the Ford Edge was transported to McLaren ER for treatment of the crash-related injuries. Additionally, medical attention was provided at the scene to the driver and 64-year-old Harbor Beach woman, a passenger in one of the vehicles, before they were released. The Michigan Department of Transportation will pave M53. That's going to start up on May 13th in Lapeer County. Resurfacing of 8.2 miles of M53 from south of Bowers Road to Deanville Road in Lapeer County will be done. The project cost of the work is $9.8 million. The work will include milling and resurfacing, joint repairs, drainage, guardrail, and pavement markings. Single lane closures will be implemented during milling and resurfacing work, and the work is expected to complete at some point in August. Now, if you would like more information on the areas and roads affected for your commute, please go to thumbnet.net. Tuscola County says there is going to be a fundraiser to support the Tuscola County Pumpkin Festival. The Tuscola County Pumpkin Cash Bash is what they call it, and it is Saturday, May the 18th at Caro Moose Lodge, 1366 East Caro Road, or M81. Only 200 tickets are going to be sold. They cost $50 each, which includes a taco bar meal, dessert, and more. And the meal is from 5 to 7, and drawings for prizes will follow. And those prizes include cash prizes of $3,000, $1,500, and third place for $750. There will also be $30 prizes as well as door prizes. Proceeds from the event are going to go towards keeping the Tuscola County Pumpkin Festival free for all to enjoy in October. Also want to let you know that tomorrow for Thursday, 4 p.m. until 6 p.m., here on our country stations, 94.1 FM, WHST, WLAW's AM 1340, and Cruise 102 FM, we will be broadcasting the DNR show live. The DNR show is a live broadcast where you can call in, once again, between 4 and 6 p.m., and you can ask any questions you would like of hunting or anything you want to ask of the DNR. So with that, we'll come back in just a moment with some national news here on Thumb Broadcasting.
Escape to the beauty of Michigan's countryside with Chris Garza of Whitetail Properties Real Estate in association with Ranch and Farm Auctions, your key to exceptional farming, timber, and hunting land. With over two decades of local expertise, Chris takes pride in finding you the perfect slice of Michigan. At Whitetail Properties, they're more than just real estate. They're a network of over 300 land specialists across 38 states dedicated to turning your investment into prosperity. Their expansive reach means opportunities that capture your heart and are kind to your wallet. Trust, communication, and service are their guiding principles. They go beyond boundaries to determine the true market value of your property, ensuring you're on the path to success. Visit whitetailproperties.com or ranchandfarmauctions.com today to unlock a world of investment opportunities that speak to your dreams. Discover the potential. Discover the possibilities with Whitetail Properties Real Estate and Ranch and Farm Auctions. Your journey to property investment starts here.
The Federal Reserve has emphasized that inflation has remained stubbornly high and said it doesn't plan to cut interest rates until it has, quote, greater confidence that price increases are slowing sustainability to its 2% target. The Fed kept its key rate at two-decade highs of roughly 5.3%. Several hotter-than-expected reports have recently undercut the Fed's belief that inflation was steadily easing. The combination of high rates and the persistent inflation has also emerged as a potential threat to President Joe Biden's re-election bid. In recent months, Jerome Powell said, inflation has shown a lack of further progress toward our 2% objective, adding, it is highly likely that gaining greater confidence is going to take longer than previously expected. Dueling groups of protesters clashed overnight at the University of California, shoving, kicking, and beating each other with sticks after pro-Israel demonstrators tried to pull down barricades surrounding a pro-Palestinian encampment. UCLA canceled classes today. Late yesterday, police burst into a Columbia University building that was occupied by pro-Palestinian protesters and broke up a demonstration that had paralyzed the school. New York City Mayor Eric Adams said earlier today that police arrested almost 300 protesters at Columbia and City College. Police are cleared or whether they have cleared an encampment at Tulane University in New Orleans earlier today. We do not appear to have any obituaries to share with you at this moment. For the latest Thumb Area News, obituaries, storm notices, make sure that you go to thumbnet.net. Your news has been brought to you by Whitetail Properties Real Estate of Palms. So for the best deals of hunting, farming, and timber properties, call Whitetail Properties Real Estate of Palms.